Hello, is Luann Fox there?
This is her.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
63.
And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you?
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First, we have Joe Biden as president.
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Then we have Sherrod Brown. Sherrod Brown, I'm sorry.
Strongly approve.
Then we have Donald Trump as former president.
Disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And the last one is Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. This time, after I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. The first one we have is First Energy.
What are my choices? Approve or disapprove?
Oh, well, this time we want to know if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable impression of them.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Derek Marin.
I don't know him.
And would you say you never heard of him?
Yes. No, I actually have heard of him, but... Oh. I don't know what he does. I'm sorry.
Whatever you have heard or people commenting to you, do you have an impression of him?
I don't. I have no impression. I've just heard his name on TV.
Okay, that's fine. Then we have, once again, Marcy Kaptur.
Favorable.
And would you say he's somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
I would say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden again.
Very favorable. I'm sorry.
And that's fine. And Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just Okay, there we go. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been living in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I don't think it's true.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so as well. The first one is, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
I won't vote for him. It makes me less, or I wouldn't vote for him. I guess I don't know where that falls.
Would you say it's much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, makes no difference?
It makes no difference. I wouldn't vote for him anyway.
Thank you. Then we have, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Is that, once again, less likely to vote for him, or?
Yes, much less likely, okay. Somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely, or the statement is not true.
It makes no difference.
Okay,
I wouldn't
you.
Vote for him.
Thank you. Now we have, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save more money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
It makes no difference. I wouldn't vote for him.
Thank you. Now, after making money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
That makes no difference.
Thank you. And then we have Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters in Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote a legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments.
It makes no difference. I would not vote for him.
Thank you.
And it makes me angry. It makes me angry, but I would not vote. But doesn't change the fact that I would not vote for him.
Thank you. Now, the last one on the section is, in the state legislature, Derek Marion supported an anti-union law that drives down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marion would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion, or would you still vote for him?
I would never vote for him.
So give me a reason, to vote against. Yes. In a few words, if you can. Yeah.
His history, I totally disagree with his vote, with the way he has voted.
With the way he has voted.
Yes, against all the things you just described to me.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marion?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marion in general?
His policies are... I disagree with his policies strongly.
I strongly disagree with his policies.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, we're going to go to the demographic questions and we will be finished. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade, high school, 12th grade.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I think probably a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. With this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Daniel.